Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey guys, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by StreamMate.com, the global leader in live streaming, with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. StreamMate creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on StreamMate.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey everyone, welcome to the show. This is the Mr. Skin Podcast, and I am so excited for today's show because we're going to be hitting a top 10 nude scenes list, and it's going to be from the year of 1975. So we're going to get a nice lesson on all things from that year when it comes to nudity from the one and only Mr. Skin. Hey love, how are you?
Hey Andrea, how are you? Yeah, so you did not exist in 1975, correct?
No. I don't even think my parents thought I was a possibility in 1975.
Well, I was 1975. I was both in sixth grade and started seventh grade in the fall of 1975. Aww. So this was my like coming of age time. But I want you to know,
yeah,
that for this top 10 list that I'm going to do of my favorite nude scenes from 1975, I saw zero of these in 1975 because these would have been things you had to be an adult to go to the theaters. When I was able to finally see these is when a young Mr. Skin got cable television in the fall of 1980, and a lot of these movies showed up, and I became hooked and huge fan. And so it was fun for me to put down my favorite. These are the top 10 nude scenes from a great year in nudity, 1975. But Andrew, before I get started, we always like to talk about like what was going on in 1975.
Yeah, and I love to know. It's always so interesting to me. So I can't wait.
Well, these numbers blew me away. The average income, if you had a job in 1975 around the United States, average income per year, 14 grand. It seems like 1975 wasn't that long ago. 14 grand.
It really wasn't that long ago.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Price of a new home, 43 grand. That's, that's crazy. If you wanted to rent an apartment, $200 a month to rent an apartment. Andrew, you would have been living so large in 1975.
Oh my gosh. You know what? But it's like with income level and cost of living, I know it's all, you know, reflective of each other, but it's like, you know, out here in LA, you want to rent like a crap-ass apartment, you know, and it's like $3,000. And it's like, it's such a money pit.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, crazy. I get it. A new car, $4,250. Price of gas, 44 cents a gallon. Some other.
That's awesome.
I know. Isn't that crazy? The Vietnam War officially ended in the spring of 1975.
Right on.
And I remember this. I was hooked. Couldn't get enough in the press. I read everything I could get my hands on about Patty Hearst. She was this
Patty Hearst.
Yeah, you know the story. She was a young like California heiress to the obviously the Hearst fortune, and she was a socialite, and she got kidnapped by this urban terror group, and I'll never forget the name, the Symbionese Liberation Army.
What?
And she ended up being kidnapped and brainwashed, and she ended up robbing some banks with them. They got her on the security cameras, and it like that story was so big, and I remember reading Time magazine and the newspapers. I could not get enough about because she was hot too.
Totally. And the fact that, you know, I wasn't even alive and I know the Patty Hearst story is ridiculous. And if you ever get out to SoCal again, Skin, you gotta check out the Hearst Castle.
Is that on on, yeah, I think I've seen it. That's on, if you're in like near Carmel on
exactly.
the highway. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
I saw it. It's unbelievable.
I had that
right.
swimming
unbelievable.
Pool. I'm like, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, it's crazy. And then, so I mean, to put in perspective, it would be like if Kendall Jenner got kidnapped and next thing you know, she's robbing banks and joining ISIS. That's kind of like why it just captured everyone's imagination. It was crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah, another one I'll never forget. Jaws opened in theaters that year, and that was a huge deal. Everyone my age went to the theaters
I was gonna
to see
say,
Jaws.
That was a movie you saw for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think about it. Like, my kid is now in seventh grade. He just started seventh grade, and he's like, what are him and his buddies doing tonight? They're going to a movie. It's like, that's what you do in seventh grade. So I think I saw more movies, I mean, where I actually sat down and watched the movie, unlike now where I fast forward through all the movies.
Yeah.
In that seventh and eighth grade year, so I went to the theater a lot, and Jaws was huge. Rocky Horror Picture Show opened that year.
Oh, cool.
That's a classic. It invented like the modern midnight movie experience. I know One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest cleaned up at the Oscars.
Wow.
That
this
was awesome.
Significant year.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, Dog Day Afternoon, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I remember the whole Skin family, my mom and my sisters and I all went to see Monty Python and the Holy Grail in theaters that year. I remember even what theater we were at. And I remember that.
Oh, is that special? That's so cool.
That was pretty cool. Saturday Night Live debuted the great show in October of 75. I remember me and my buddies in seventh grade talking about the show, and we all were really into it when it started. And then like Barney Miller, The Jeffersons, Wonder Woman, and Welcome Back, Kotter all started that year. Rhinestone Cowboy was a big song in 1975.
This is crazy. It's like everything you're telling me is so timeless. Like I know all this stuff, and I wasn't even like, this is rad. So keep going, Skin.
Well, Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. Yeah, everybody was Kung Fu Fighting came out in 75.
Love that song too.
Yeah, Elton John kicked ass. He did a lot more to ass than you. But Elton John had he had three number one albums in 1975. Just killed it. But yeah, it was a great year. Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti came out. So now that I've put you, Andrea, in the 1975 mode, let me start with my top 10. And I'm going to start with one of my personal favorites. And I'm not alone in this. Quentin Tarantino loves her too. I'll get into that in a second. But it's Cheryl Rainbow Smith is number 10 on the best nude scenes of 1975. My number 10 with her famous Twinkle Twat commercial from Video Vixens at the 27-minute mark.
And, wait. How is this a commercial?
Well, it's like a parody within the movie.
It's a
parody. It's not
a commercial. She is totally
look
naked
how gorgeous
with a huge muff.
Well, Andrew, without the huge muff, you remind me a little of her because she's like kind of a free, or she was obviously she's passed on, but she was
like
known as Rainbow because as a girl she was hanging out at this Rainbow Bar and Grill, and she became really a fascinating cult movie actress and really an LA pop culture figure. And she, I think she started as like a go-go dancer on the Sunset Strip in the 60s and when she was like a teenager, and then went on. I remember she was associated with Cheech and Chong. They used to do a live show in the 70s.
Cool.
And I know she was in a rock band, The Runaways, even, and played drums for Joan Jett at one point.
But
yeah, I know.
Cheryl
she's
Smith
she's
is
had
amazing.
This, like, yeah, she had this really cool life, but she also was this amazing cult movie babe, and almost every film she's been in has this rabid devoted following, and she almost always got naked. And this scene, you could see Andrea, look how she's just a beautiful, just a, she's like a, yeah, it's
she's
hard
gorgeous
to describe.
You, and
she's
by, blonde by you even and gorgeous, saying yeah. like I resemble her at all is the biggest compliment. No, because she's perfect. You know, a lot of times we'll focus on, oh, this actress has great boobs. They're big, they're full, they're side swingers, or this or that. Or we'll say, oh, she has a muff, we like it. Or, oh, there's tan lines. This is like, she's beautiful. She has a very angelic face. Her boobs are perfect. Like, I'm sad I didn't know who she was till right this moment. I love her.
Listen, okay, so I had to write this down because it's such a great quote about Rainbow Smith. But Quentin Tarantino once said of Rainbow Smith, Listen to this, Andrea. What Pam Grier was to blaxploitation movies, what Bruce Lee was to kung fu movies, what Burt Reynolds was to good old boy movies, Rainbow Smith was to cheerleader movies. She's a very unique presence. She truly has, without trying whatsoever, a Marilyn Monroe quality. She doesn't look like Marilyn Monroe at all. She just has the kind of vacantness. She's not so much acting as she is existing. Imagine Marilyn Monroe as a kind of 70s hippie junkie, and then you kind of have Rainbow Smith. I thought that was a great, I love that quote.
I get it, though. He painted the picture perfectly because, yeah, it's not so much what you're doing or saying. It's who you are and the energy you're bringing to the scene and your role. Wow.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. And if you haven't seen this, we have it at MrSkin.com. Go check out the movie Video Vixens. There's a lot of other great nudity in it, too. But the scene with Cheryl Rainbow Smith at the 27-minute mark, full nude, a side shot, and
side shot, but you can see the front, let's be real.
Yeah, she plays a twinkle twat girl, and you'll know what I'm talking about. It's the feminine spray for the twat, and twat spray. But yeah, so Cheryl Rainbow Smith, my 10th favorite nude scene of that year. I really love that scene. So
I'm loving it too. Thank you for teaching me who she is. I'm obsessed.
No, well, number nine is near and dear to my heart, because you're going to hear me talk a lot about this, is movies that when I first got cable TV that were playing in the fall of 1980, and I just fell in love with these movies. And one of them was Death Race 2000, and that's where Simone Griffith, another blonde, at the 56-minute mark is completely naked in bed with David Carradine, and man, is it hot. So Death Race 2000 is another cult classic. It's directed by Paul Bartel and produced by, you know, the legendary Roger Corman, and it's kind of a satire about the dumbing down and brutalizing up of American culture, specifically in entertainment. And it's funny because it predicts a lot of reality TV if you watch this movie, you know, back in 1975.
Oh, I'd love to watch it and see how it stacks up with today's actuality.
You know the show The Amazing Race,
yeah,
right? Well, the plot of this movie is about a coast-to-coast car race where competitors, they like attempt to like run down and kill as many innocent pedestrians as possible. And
I remember, I know, a real feel-good
I know,
movie.
but it was, I remember like growing up, my friends and I would joke, we obviously wouldn't do it, but like when you're in the car about scenes from Death Race about, oh, that's a, you know, you'd give a score for
two
that
points,
person or whatever.
Points.
Yeah,
it was, we like, still do that, yeah. Skin. I never knew where it was from. Now
no,
I know.
Yeah, it's from that movie.
I gotta watch this.
Yeah. No, it's really fun. And anyway, interesting thing about this movie is the main Death Race drivers are played by David Carradine. He's like a champion named Frankenstein. And then Sylvester Stallone, a young Sylvester Stallone, plays Machine Gun Joe Viterbo. And B-movie legend Mary Warnoff is Matilda the Hun. They're all like these crazy drivers. And it's just great. But this scene with Simone Griffith, she gets naked a couple times. I just love the scene. And again, this was one of those early when I got cable TV and this thing was on. That's why I love it so much. A little personal taint, no pun intended, but Simone Griffith in Death Race 2000, the great 1975 parody, is my ninth best nude scene of 1975.
Simone Griffith is amazing. Her body is flawless.
She?
I love like how ragdoll like she is in this. He's just flopping her around and she's loving it. It's not like unwilling ragdoll. It's like, do with me what you will, daddy. I love it. It's actually pretty damn hot. So
no, I love it too. Well, it's number nine. So number
eight
on the best nude scenes of 1975 is Carol Baker in Private Lesson. Now, this is not to be confused with Sylvia Kristel's 1981 Private Lesson. This is the 1975 version. And in the scene, there's a number of good nude scenes in this. At the hour and 24 minute mark, she's having sex with a student. It's the old teacher student thing. We're hot for teacher. We love that. Anytime that happens in the 70s or 80s, it was usually incredible, and this was great. And here's why this is such a great scene. First, let me start by saying Carol Baker became a sex symbol way back in 1956 as a young actress. She starred in the Tennessee Williams adaptation Baby Doll.
Okay.
And so she was like a teenage sex pot daughter of a deep South cotton mill owner, and Carl Malden was her dad, which is funny. And and the cotton mill gets burned down by his rival, played by Eli Wallach. And the rival tries to set out to seduce Baby Doll, who sleeps in this oversized crib. You got to see it. It's crazy. Okay. But it was a very controversial movie back in 1956. But it was a hit at the box office. And anyway, the Baby Doll nightgown style comes directly from that movie. I don't know if you know that, Andrea.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
I totally know what a baby doll nightgown is. Yeah, yeah. I own a few baby dolls. They're one of my favorite go-to looks. I've done plenty of photo shoots in baby dolls. I love them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check those out. But so Carol Baker, so that's 1956. So fast forward like 19 years. So this is why this was so exciting. It's an Italian movie. It's like a comedy, but she plays a teacher, and now she's seducing the youngsters. And the scene in particular is great. There's another scene I could have gone with too that I liked, but I chose this one. I just have one scene that I could talk about. But there's a scene where this student holds a lit match to her completely naked body, not to be mean, but
a
close up of her big 70s muff. And I see CP just grabbed the pic from our website. You got to check it out.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, it's awesome. So he holds this match up, and it's just a great scene. So anyway, great nudity from the legendary Carol Baker, my number 8 nude scene of 1975, Carol Baker in Private Lessons.
Right. Legendary right there.
And now it's time for our CamStar Spotlight of the Week here at AVN 2019 at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. And I don't even think we need a formal introduction.
Oh, no.
Because one, she's a friend of the show. Two, she's Skin's favorite cam model of all time. And three, her titties introduce her before she even walks in a room. I'm talking Kimmy Kaboom. Hey, baby.
Hi.
It's so good to see you again. I know this is like so lame and so girl talk, but I love your hair that color.
Thank you.
I think you look the prettiest now than I've ever seen you.
Thank you.
You are stunning and you're killing it. And I know that your booth, it advocates that because it's been nonstop over there.
Yes.
Tell us how your AVN experience has been this year so far.
It's been pretty awesome. You know, we got in early. We came in Saturday. That way I could film up until... I don't like filming during the AVN because, honestly, I'm old and I can't do that shit no more. So just keeping it really real. There's so much going on with AVN. Plus, I like to be here open to close because I would feel really bad if someone came in to see me and I wasn't here. And I'd be that person, you know. Nobody wants to be that person. So, we've just been having a really good time and... you know, people have been looking at titties and stuff.
Wait, they've been wanting those titties?
Looking
at
them.
Oh, I thought you said licking. I was like, oh, girl, you've been charged a licking booth?
Well, I can tell you someone else that's been looking. I sent the picture of Kimmy and I from yesterday to Lex and Terry already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And for people who don't know who Lex and Terry are.
Lex and Terry is a syndicated radio show based out of Dallas that I
have call in every Monday.
I call in every Monday at 7 a.m. and talk nudity. Been doing it for many, many years and did... You met me because you heard me on Lex and Terry, right?
Yes. Okay. We are Floridians, and we get the Lex and Terry there, and it's at TK101, I believe. Yeah. Shout out to them. Ha-ha. And so we listen quite often, and I listen to you. And, of course, I've been a fan of yours. I fangirled like crazy last year when I got to see you, so it was awesome. So, and we met last AVN,
yep.
And we had talked, we did the interview, and then post interview is when I said, "Hey, I know Lex and Terry," you know. So then, it was really cool. And then after I talked with y'all last AVN and did all that, I think you sent a picture to them. Then they talked. When I got back home, I called in, and they were like, "Shut up!" So. Somehow we were in Dallas for a shoot or something, and I end up going on the show with them.
Yes.
and which is really cool. And
that's
I knew
really cool.
And yeah. I knew not to cuss, but then I couldn't do stuff like I couldn't. There was like you can't make innuendo
or gestures. Yeah.
Right. You can say, "Hey, you're a dick," but you can't say, "Hey, give me the dick."
Right.
You know, so he's like, you
"Yeah."
Know?
It's different than like Sirius Radio. I mean, they're terrestrial, so it's just a different ballgame.
Yeah.
And
FCC.
I'm so used to that going back and forth. So for me, it's not a big deal. But I know, like, if you're used to doing podcasts or Sirius and then
right.
you go on
or
terrestrial
camming, right.
or camming right
right it's and I'm just a sailor. I drop f-bombs everywhere. Yeah. So
girl,
it's
me too. Oh man,
like getting in today, like what the fuckity fuck was that about? I mean, you know, it's just like
can't
a long
say that
line.
On terrestrial. Yeah,
yeah.
I had to sneak in. I saw someone I recognized and I was like, I'm gonna slip in this AVN line with you because it was like around the block. You
I know
in.
I know. Yeah, it's
yeah.
crazy.
So with all the fans you're meeting today, are you finding you're meeting more cam fans or some of your movie work that you've done?
It's actually it's an even keel on that because I incorporate so much of it together. Mm-hmm. I would say it's an even swap on that with the two because I do so much film and I have my website too, which by the way just won an award. By the way,
oh, what award did you win?
A model managed website. It was a BBW award show designed for BBW women, and I co-hosted that show and with a fellow AVN nominee because I'm a nominee as well.
Yes,
Laura Jensen and I co-hosted that award show, and my site won that. And so I do all that, and then of course the camming. So it's always cool to meet the camming fans because. Obviously, we're not all of them go cam to cam with me. So, or if they do, only see their penis. You know, just saying.
Yeah.
Or vagina, because I'm equal opportunity lover.
Get it, girl.
So, you know, it's nice to see them and be able to interact with them and go, hey, put a penis with a face.
Sorry, I've never heard that before, and I've heard a lot.
That's funny.
So for maybe people who are listening to our show for the first time, the Mr. Skin podcast, and they're like, who's Kimmy Kaboom? What are you talking about? You have this long relationship with her. Paint the picture of you for our listeners that have no idea what you look like, what the girls look like, and why you are Kimmy Kaboom.
I am Kimmy Kaboom with 42H breast.
Natural.
With about, what, 3¾-inch areolas. And I'm a curvy girl, about a size 16, 18, and I want to say I'm pretty even balanced with my boobs to hips and, you know, everything else.
No, you're a definite hourglass voluptuous vixen.
That's, you know, and my boobs are, they're okay. The girls are doing fine, you know.
Yeah,
hey, they're doing
sure.
more than okay.
They're doing okay.
Well, also yesterday, you know, Andrea, that on the floor here at ABN, you have to cover your areolas.
Oh, yes.
Not just your nipples. But Kimmy's tape for her areolas, that was a...
It was bigger than my bikini top. I mean, let's be real.
That was impressive.
Where did you find like, stickers that big?
Okay, well, those were made for me. But literally, as I pull my tit out,
God.
I have to use two pasties to cover up a nipple. These are like little butterflies.
Well, they're big butterflies.
Well, they're big butterflies.
Compared to your boob, they're
little. But now they look like a freaking lobster because they're like, I mean, I'm having to put two together because I don't want the Gaming Commission to like say something because they did last year. So.
Oh, did they?
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to keep it. I'm starting to say everyone's good graces.
Now, have you ever weighed your breasts?
Yes.
How much do they weigh?
Collectively, they weigh about 26, 28 pounds.
Fuck!
And remember last year because I was able to I can flex them.
Oh yeah, because you got pec muscles too.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, why, how, or why I can do that, but I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just mesmerized by you, Skin. It's no wonder why Kimmy's a favorite of ours. She's got the boobs of what dreams are made of, personality of an angel. You're so fun. Now, is there anything that since you started camming, is there anything that you draw a line at when fans want you to do where you're like, you know what,
yes.
I don't need to do that.
I do have limits. Obviously, because I'm a big girl, I'm not going to be humiliated,
right.
Called any type of farm animal or some kind of bullshit like that. I had a guy come and say, can you oink like a pig? And I'm like, no, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
No.
You know, I will, you know, I can, you know, make you oink like a pig if you want, but I'm not going to do it. I'm very dominant. I will not do any type of racial humiliation.
That's great.
I will talk about your little dick, but I'm not going to talk about it in a racial aspect.
Right.
I'm not going to do anything. I will do the fantasy of a taboo kind of thing, but I'm not going to I will do the mother-son thing.
Okay.
If you're of legal age.
Right.
You know?
Of course.
I'm not doing the fucking you're a fucking weirdo, get the fuck out of my room type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, yeah. So those are really my hard limits. Those are like, it's non-negotiable. I'm not dealing with it.
What is your favorite request that you get when someone hits you up online? You're like, oh, yes, I get to do this today.
I do lots of boob stuff, and it's like that's such the easiest thing to do, and I love doing that. But I think one of my favorite I get to do a lot lately is pour milk on my tits.
Ooh, that's hot.
I actually made a video with that because everybody was like, I mean, I had lots of shows where I'm pouring milk on my tits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that would do well.
So I got coconut milk, and I'm like pouring it all over, and I do a lot of different things, like pouring like lotion or, you know, stuff like. Yeah, so
I have
really
a suggestion
that.
For you, because I've done some cream like fetish videos. Heavy cream, and if you're, you know, plant based, just heavy coconut cream, like mm-hmm. milk, like for like coffee creamer.
Right.
It looks so nasty.
Yes.
It's so fucking
really?
Good. Oh my god, I was like getting turned on by myself. I was like, fuck, what is this? So good.
Right, and I had when we did the video, we had Daryl was even catching it from like a POV aspect.
Yes, girl, so it's all dripping all
awesome.
Over him.
They
that's
love that
so
shit.
Hot.
We are referring to Daryl Kaboom.
Yes,
Daryl
I'm
Kaboom.
Sorry, my yeah. favorite penis.
Kimmy's
yes.
favorite penis, number one penis, and it will
number
always
one,
be number,
always
one
number one
penis. Okay, and you know, Skin and I, we always like to ask our cam girls, what is the weirdest thing you've ever been requested? And this is something you could say no. This is something you could have said yes. But just what's the most off-the-wall, craziest shit someone's asked you to do?
When I first got into camming, and that made me think of another hard limit, by the way.
Yes.
I'm not going to do any kind of feces shit. Okay. But anyway. So when I first got into camming, I had no, like, you know, very green, not knowing anything. So the guy wanted me to do the jack-off encouragement, but him eating his own cum and drinking his own cum.
Now,
I'm very dominant. Okay. I'm very dominant. And I played, you know, I'm a professional. I flipped that switch. I'm there. We're gone. We're in. We're all in. Okay. So we did this exclusive show. I talked to him like shit. I encouraged him to jack his dick, come in a cup, and I told him to drink every drop. And I was a professional. I did all of it. Boom, 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 boom. We're done. And I'm like, I paused my camera. I'm like, what the ever-loving fuckity fuck is wrong with people? But, you know, I'm not hating, you know, because my theory is if you keep jerking, I keep working, we're all happy, okay?
Yes, girl.
So, I mean, but now, and he's like a regular. He comes in all the time. And now, I mean, we've done it like pancakes. We've done, you name it. He does
whoa,
it.
Whoa, whoa, he cooks his jizz into pancakes?
No. He actually tops them. He tops it with pancakes
like
and
syrup.
Eats it. And eats it.
Has he said what it tastes like? Is it neutral?
I don't care what it tastes
yeah.
like.
I want to know.
And I want him to take his time eating it, because the longer he's on cam with me,
yeah.
the more money I make.
Yeah. Get it, girl. I love her. She is so savvy. And the customer gets what he wants.
Exactly.
It's a win-win-win.
Right.
I'm loving this. Is there anything you haven't done that you want to do on camera? I feel like you're very open and spunky and fun.
I am open. You know, I'm really open to things. And I think thus far, I think I've done most of the things I want to do. I get a lot of strap-on requests and stuff. And it's so funny because, you know, one of the earlier times getting into cam, of course, my husband had came in. I was on cam. I'm like, yeah, you take that cock. I'm sitting there doing it. I'm just doing it. And my husband comes around the corner and he's like, because like he's in a like, what the fuck's going on mode. And I turn around. And he turns around. And he like immediately does a 180. And he's like, I'm good. So, you know, but yeah, it's good. It's really good. We actually had that experience when I bought my first strap-on for a scene I had to do, and we were in like a local mall. And
buying the strap-on or
right,
shooting?
Well, no, actually, we weren't trying to buy it. We just happened to be in a novelty store. I can't really. I don't know if I should say this.
No, don't.
I don't know if I can. But anyway, but we were there, and he's like, "Oh, look, they have a strap-on here, and it's for bigger girls." And I'm like, "I'm not buying that here." And he's like, "But babe, it's," and like I told, put it the fuck back. We're not buying it. And he goes, "Why are you being? Why are you kind of? You kind of being bitchy right now? What's up with you?" And I'm like, "Okay, let's play this little scenario out, shall
yeah,
we?
Play the tape through.
Okay, let's play this out. I'm gonna take the little strap on up to the little cashier who's probably 18 or 19.
I think
okay?
I know what store you're
okay,
talking about,
right? And so she's gonna look at me. She's gonna look at you, your tight, sweet ass of yours, and your long ass fucking hair. And she's gonna know I'm fucking you in the ass tonight." He's like, "Okay, you're good. Let's go."
Yeah, that is what online shopping
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
no,
I was just
going
to say, online it.
Free
yeah.
shipping.
Yeah.
Wow. Kimmy Kaboom, you know that you're our favorite. You're such a treat.
I love you.
Where can your fans and our fans find you?
Of course, you can always find me at KimmyKaboom.com, where I slave for you on my website. I am also part of the V&A Network on my website. So when you join my website, you are also joining like 75 other ladies in their cam shows, too.
Right on.
So you can also VOD at my website. You can text me at TextKimmy.com. You can call me at CallKimmy.com. You can snap me at SnapKimmy.com. Any freaking thing you want to do, Kimmy.com.
That's
I bought every domain there is.
That's amazing. Now, Kimmy's with an IE.
Yes.
Yes, K-I-M-M-I-E, K-A-B-O-O-M. You find me on Twitter at The Kimmy Kaboom. You can't find me on Instagram because they literally just closed my fifth account again.
Why, though?
I don't know.
They haven't shut my ass down.
I literally post breakfast, okay? I do not show anything sexual at all.
You know what? It's a hater. It's a hater.
So I'm going to go appeal to Instagram and the Instagram gods once again to see if I can get it reestablished.
Well, we got your back on that, girl. If you need a reference...
Crazy. I just don't know.
If you need a reference. Yeah.
She's got to give it back because they said you had to.
Doesn't Mr. Skin have the authority to tell you? Please.
That's right.
We need Kimmy Kaboom back on the Instagram.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
All right, Kimmy, we love you. And everyone, check her out with her camming. She's fun. She's freaky. She's got the biggest damn boobies you ever saw.
And our favorite.
We love you, Kimmy.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Now. Number seven, I knew this would be on my top 10 list. It came in at number seven, but it's Sylvia Kristel and Emmanuel Toon.
Whoa.
Yes.
They're fucking hot.
Oh yeah. It's like porn. And you got to remember in 1974, the original Emmanuel came out and it just was a French blockbuster. It stands as like still the biggest softcore sex movie of all time. It ran, I know in Paris theater nonstop for like 9 years. It's just a huge, huge movie. So this was Emmanuel 2. So obviously they wanted to, take the franchise to bigger and better places
and bring the heat, apparently, because this is something else.
So anyway, Sylvia Kristel is also in this, and it's just this scene in particular, this scene at the 56-minute mark, this Thai massage scene is...
Oh, that's what that is? That's a Thai... Yeah. I've never had a Thai massage like that. I mean...
It's almost like she's eating ass and everything else.
Which one is Sylvia Kristel? The tan one in the back or the fair one that's, writhing her ass up and down on her face?
Fair.
Okay. I mean, this is amazing. Yeah, she's pretty much like face down, ass up on a massage table going up and down and up and down while she's getting like a lower abdomen massage from the back. Like, I mean, this is really, really erotic and hot. Like, I think this might be where the massage fetish came from, because it's actually a popular porn category.
Yeah, the girl massaging her is named Laura Gemser, and I'm going to get to her in other lists that I'm going to have of the 70s, because she went on to an incredible career after this. But yeah, back in 1975, Emmanuel 2, the year after the original Emmanuel, this is just great, great nudity and legendary, and this scene is, as you could tell, one of the many great scenes in Emmanuel 2.
If you like girl, you like writhing, completely naked, massaging, undulating, ass in the face, this is the scene for you.
yeah. So anyway, that's number seven. So number six on my best nude scenes in 1975, and again, you could go to MrSkin.com and check out all these. We have them all, video and picks, but this one will blow your mind too, Andrea. It's called it's Rebecca Brooke in The Image.
Okay.
Now, The Image is a kinky combination. It's like a European art film a BDSM porn flick all wrapped in one. It's about female domination. And the scene I chose at the hour and 1 minute mark is one of the kinkiest ones in here. And it's a legendary scene in the world, in my world. But, okay, so
I don't even know. I'm kind of speechless right now. I'm just watching these clips.
Let me try to set the stage here.
So
Marilyn Roberts is washing and finger banging Rebecca Brooke, our number six here, in a sudsy bathtub, then orders the submissive Rebecca Brooke to pee on her hand.
And so she's like legit doing it.
Yeah, talk about a flowing brook. Yes. but anyway, Rebecca Yeah, it's just the whole movie, she gets dominated and put through the sexual ringer by this Marilyn Roberts who plays Claire, and it's just...
How is this even allowed for broadcast? This is
let me explain.
She's bent over. I see her asshole. You know, like, you can't show that. I mean, I'm grateful they are, but...
Andrea, let me explain.
Tell me everything.
So yeah, there's the flowing brook in one hand. So anyway, it was released in two versions. So the image is the... there's a hardcore cut that includes the full penetration, the up-close golden showers, and then there's the punishment of Anne is the softcore cut that I saw a lot on late-night cable in the early 80s. So
okay.
The image is the full-on with the peeing and the penetration. And again, these aren't... You got to understand, like, this technically is not a porn movie because it was made for... you know, mainstream cinema. It just happened to have some pornish stuff in it, but it is still one of the great peeing scenes ever. But that's real pee, Andrea, so pretty wild.
It is real pee. And my thing is, as the actress, because I mean, obviously these aren't porn stars, these aren't adult actresses.
They're mainstream actresses. Yeah.
Who, like, when you go through the casting process and they say, hey, are you okay with fingering someone and also getting pissed on by real piss? Like, what is the first thought that enters your mind? Is it like,
well, I mean, the first thought is everyone was a lot less uptight back then. That's number
that's
one.
True.
It was the 70s were just different, and a lot of the stuff I've talked to when I do these lists for you, you couldn't make these movies today.
Absolutely.
You'd have to get in
not
so much trouble.
I've never seen anything like this, you know what I mean? Like, it's
yeah,
it's
I know
impossible.
It's fun to I love doing this with you because you are so
I'm
you know a lot. But you don't know, like,
I don't know
movies.
What I don't know.
Right.
And you,
right.
That's why I love having these conversations, because I'm so enlightened. And it just, you know what? It really gives me, like, FOMO, because I really wish I would have lived at a time, because, you know, we feel like, oh, society's progressing, we're going forward. But no, you look at the past, and we're actually going backward.
Yeah. It's hard to get to see things like this. That's why it's so fun for me to do this and to share it with you. So
I love it. I'm so glad you do this. It's the highlight. I love these top tens.
No, they're great. Well, number five on my list of the best nude scenes in 1975 is a girl I've talked to you about and introduced you to many times. It's Uschi DeGarde in the great movie Super Vixens. And
aptly
for those
titled.
Of you who don't know, she was a Swedish big bus model and probably my all-time favorite B-movie actress. There's nothing B about the size of her all-naturals, I'll tell you that. And she was in dozens and dozens of amazing drive-in flicks, cult classics, softcore sex films, and Russ Meyer, who this is a Russ Meyer film, had her in so many of his movies. You'll see her pop up, like Cherry Harry and Raquel, for example, in 1970. But this is 1975, and she's probably the most recognized Russ Meyer star.
Yeah.
Also Francesca Kitten-Tavidad was another one. So whatever, these are just, you know, Russ Meyer, Uschi DeGarde go together, and the scene at the 49-minute mark up in the hay with Uschi DeGarde is my number five nude scene of the year. Rolling in the hay with a farm boy, just an awesome scene. And by the way, that farmer out there is her husband, and the farm boy is like freaking out because she wants to bang him, and he could see the husband while she's banging him up in the hay. It's just awesome. So love that scene, love that movie, and that's number five best nude scenes in 1975.
I love it because there's so much action with her, like all the jumping around and the rolling around and the this and the that. You see her boobs like just in full movement, and when we have big boobs like that, the best thing to do is see them move around, and so you can see how heavy they are, you can see how firm they are. So that's what I love the most about this scene. You know, aside from all the different angles, it's how much she's moving.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. So that's number five. Now, number four on the best nude scenes of 1975 is an actress named Corinne Clary in the famous 1975 film The Story of O. And The Story of O is French filmmaker Just Jenkins' follow-up to his worldwide blockbuster Emmanuel. So this is like he did Emmanuel and he had free reign to do whatever he wanted. So this was his second movie. The Emmanuel 2 was different. This was his second movie, and it's a kinky kind of another BDSM sag about this young woman's sexual liberation through complete submission to all kinds of fetish practices that are adopted from this like 1954 French novel. And she's the Corinne Clary is the submissive woman. And the scene at the 18-minute mark that I chose. Here's all you need to know. Let me just set the scene.
Yeah, tell me everything, Skin.
It's not only incredible hot, it's kind of sums up the whole story of the movie. It's largely about this. So Corinne is chained up naked to a fireplace. Two topless female servants free her. And then these two horny guys come in and have sex with her. That's pretty much all. And they're like, Okay. Everyone's really good looking and she's the submissive. And it's pretty crazy. Now, this did not hurt her career, by the way, this movie. She actually went on to be a Bond babe in Moonraker in 1979. So Corinne Clary, the story of incredible nudity, and there's much more than just the scene at the 18-minute mark, but really great stuff. But if you're into the BDSM stuff and she's into it, the guys are super hot, the women are super hot. It's really an awesome, awesome movie.
Yeah, she's really, really beautiful. Her body's phenomenal. And yeah, the two-on-one, very hot, let's just say.
Yes.
Very, very hot.
It totally is. Yeah, it totally is. So now we're getting down to my number three. And part of the reason I chose this as number three is the fact that I chose Veronica Cartwright in a movie called Inserts.
Oh my gosh, how cute.
Yeah, at the 16-minute mark of the movie. But Inserts is about a 1930s Hollywood director, and Richard Dreyfuss plays the director, which is pretty crazy to watch. And he's down on his luck, so he tries his hand at making porn films in the 1930s. And they originally released this movie with an X rating back when Hollywood occasionally did that. If you think of the Midnight Cowboy is a great example. That was later re-rated NC-17. But they released this originally as an X. And here's why I like this as so high up on my list. If you look at this, it might not incredibly blow you away. But you got to understand something. Veronica Cartwright is the star, and she's the girl nude in the scene. She's like she plays a starlet from the silent era, and she can't get work in sound movies because her voice is too high pitched. You know, it's like a singing in the rain type of thing.
Yeah.
And she turns to porn to make money. But here's the deal. This is why it was a big deal. When I saw this movie and saw her nude, it was cool because she was like in shows that I knew pretty well, like Leave It to Beaver and Make Room for Daddy.
Wait,
from the
what?
50s. That
she was in Leave It to Beaver?
She was a grown, yeah, so she was a child actress and now she's grown up. So it was like seeing like Alyssa Milano nude. And plus her sister is Angela Cartwright, who played Danny Thomas's daughter on Make Room for Daddy, and also Penny Robinson on Lost in Space. Hmm. And so it's just really cool. As a guy like me, who is a fan of all those TV shows in the 50s and 60s, to see like these child stars grow up and then do nude scenes. It was like kind of mind blowing for me. So that's part of the reason I love this so high on my list. But Veronica Cartwright, her nudity and Inserts. And by the way, there was some really good. Jessica Harper also had some amazing nudity. She's a kind of a cult movie star. She was in Phantom of the Paradise, Shock Treatment, a couple movies you know her from. But anyway,
cool.
That's why I have it at number three. And plus, you get Richard Dreyfuss in the same
and
movie, so it's
you
pretty
get
crazy.
One hell of a titty shake. Yeah, I mean, she is whipping those things around.
You know, that reminds me, when we do CP, send me a email to get our guys on a playlist, Best Titty Shakes, and we'll put this in Veronica Cartwright shaking her titties in an Insert. That's a great playlist. I think guys would like that.
I think everyone would like that.
And that is, to be in, you have to purposely, it's not because you're jogging, it's because you do a shimmy. You do a titty shimmy.
Yes,
right?
The titty shimmy. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's a shimmy, shimmy, shake, shake.
Yep. Okay. All right. So now we're down to number two of the best nude scenes in 1975. And number two, I could not get enough of this when I first taped it on Betamax and on VHS.
I got to pause this. Hold on.
Well, that's the whole point. You have to pause it because
O-M fucking G. Okay. Yep. Keep talking, Skin.
It's Susan Blakely in the gangster 1975 movie Capone.
Wow.
The legendary open leg shot, open lip labia shot at the 1 hour and 22-minute mark when she's in bed with Ben Gazzara, and he's playing Al Capone, and she swings her legs, and she showed lippage. It's like
This is beyond
lippage. Was like in what was that? Rich Man, Poor Man. She was in The Towering Inferno. She was a major TV star in the miniseries Rich Man, Poor Man. So it's almost like, it's not quite, because Basic Instinct and Sharon Stone is different, but you gotta understand why this was fascinating. Well, it's you gotta understand why this just blew my mind. Is she was famous, and I'm sitting there, I taped the movie, and I'm like, wait a second, at the hour and 22 minute mark, she's getting out of bed, full gyno shot, like
full
what the
gyno
hell? Like,
shot.
Didn't they like? Didn't how did they? I guess they didn't foresee video or beta, you know.
No,
pausing.
Of course not. You never do. You should, as the actress, you're like, oh, no one's ever going to see it. It's going to be so fast, and the angle and the shadows. There's no angles. There's no shadows. This is full enchilada, and yeah. I am loving
so when I ended up seeing this for the first time in the early '80s, she had, you know, like it's hard to. Nowadays to understand, but like miniseries were big, like Roots and Rich Man, Poor Man. Like everyone in the 70s watched fucking miniseries. Uh-huh. So I knew her real well. And I'm like, wait a second, that girl from Rich Man, Poor Man shows full on gyno getting out of bed. I can't believe it. So that's why I've always loved this nude scene and why it's number two on my favorite nude scenes of 1975.
But Skin, I need to ask you. You and I, we've been talking for a long time, well over a decade, weekly. Why have I never seen this scene before? Why have you never talked about it? How come I
because
don't know that until now?
Because, Andrea, there's so much nudity, so little time. Yeah,
this is fucking crazy. I mean, this, to me, I think Basic Instinct overrated. This is the new best.
I agree.
This is the best shot I've ever seen.
Because here's the difference. This wasn't supposed to happen.
It's so good. It's so good.
They did not.
This is not a glimpse.
When they were making this movie, put in there, hey, have a gyno shot.
No.
She just swung her freaking legs when she was getting out of bed
her
and
long,
showed full
beautiful
lippage.
Legs. This is
it's unbelievable.
You see everything from the top of her gorgeous blonde muff. I love a blonde muff. All
I know, and it's
a
blonde
down
muff.
Down to the like taint butthole. So you see the whole damn thing. And of course, I'm paused. I'm zoom in. I can see what she's got. I see what she's going on with down there. And I'm obsessed. I think this might be my new screensaver.
I love it.
As long as I don't have to pay royalties.
No, you're good. You're good. But yeah, that you, now you see why I love it.
It's insane.
I
love it too. Oh my God. Okay. If this is number two, Skin, what in the holy hell is number one?
Well, number one was a scene that I've probably watched 500 times minimum. And when this came out, I had taped it. It was on one of my early nude scene tapes. Mm. And I would show it to my buddies. And we love this scene. And it will always be near and dear to my heart. It's Ursula Andress in The Sensuous Nurse, which was an Italian spoof comedy. She's, first of all, Ursula Andress was a German model. Very
super
first
famous
James Bond babe and Dr. No, 1962. So everyone knew her. Now, in The Sensuous Nurse, the basic thing, it's this man, this Italian man, and he has these, couple kids, sons, and his wife passes away. So they have like a nurse for, I don't know why she was a nurse. I can't remember, but she stays at the house and she seduces the youngest son. And what makes this scene so great at the hour and 13 minute mark, he's in bed for some reason, he doesn't want to be with her and he's trying to resist her. And what my friends and I always thought was so great is while she's undressing in the scene at the hour and 13 minute mark of The Sensuous Nurse, he's in his head, like to keep from getting aroused. He's repeating like, race car drivers in his head, because he's like a fan of the Italian, like he's a fan. So he's going like Mario Andretti, and he's saying all these like famous, like I didn't know all the names he was saying, but, and the movie was is an Italian movie, so they dubbed it in English, and this used to play all the time in the early 80s on cable television. And once I taped it and had it, I must have played this thing not only for myself but for my friends, this scene.
Well, I can see
like
why.
I said, hundreds of times, and it's my favorite, one of my all-time favorite nude scenes, but definitely my number one nude scene of 1975, when she pulls that little camisole off with no panties, bush titties, she's gorgeous. It's an older woman seducing a younger man. It is, could you imagine that? So you're a 17, 18, 19 year old, probably was like 17 or 18, 19 year old kid, and there she is at the foot of your bed, completely naked, seducing you. How great
would
that be?
And that's the best word. It's seductive. You know, a lot of times there's nude scenes and it's someone taking off a shirt or we get a glimpse. She's doing it slowly, provocatively. Yeah. She's got the fuck me eyes. She's arching her back and pushing her boot. I mean, it's so hot, Skin. And I'm with you, buddy. Does it get better than Ursula undressing? Come on.
At the foot of your bed and wanting to seduce you, it doesn't get much better than that. So,
wow.
Anyway, Andrew, I hope you loved my 1975 list, the top 10 nude scenes of 1975. It was a great year, as you could see, but also a lot of cool stories that spun out of this. And I was glad that you know, it's fun to watch. It's like when my kids hear a Led Zeppelin song for the first time and they like it. And I love watching someone. It's like with you with nude scenes for me. It's like so cool for you to see these for the first time.
I totally get it. And I didn't just love this list. I'm obsessed with this list. So thank you so much, Skin, for doing all this diligent, beautiful work for humanity so we don't have to waste our time doing it and we just get the good stuff. You are amazing. And this was such a fun list. Top 10 nudes of 1975. I cannot wait for our next show.
You got it, Andrea. Take care.
Bye-bye.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.